This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. It is the live Sunday edition of the show. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Also, the next generation of wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, exchange digital money in seconds. And Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe and only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar. In the mobile app, as well as withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DivvyProject.org. We've been talking about the United States Postal Service. And it's just dismal financial status, having lost in fiscal year 2019 $8.8 billion, which doubles its losses over the previous year.
So they're going to shut it down, right? You can't lose that much money and still...
No, because they are a government agency, they will not be shutting down.
Okay.
They have a mandate to operate, even if it's at a loss, apparently. But yet, they want you to believe that they're somehow continuing to operate without taxpayer bailout. And I just don't understand how that could possibly be happening, even with all the bennies that they get, like free rent, which a lot of their Postal Service offices are in government buildings, so they don't have to pay any rent. They still lose a tremendous amount of money every single year. So how is that possible if they're not being shored up by taxpayer money? That's what I don't get. If you can explain that to me, feel free to dial in here because, you know, I'm certainly no CEO or anything like that. I don't understand a lot about, you know, business finance, but if we were losing a bunch of money, we'd be off the air.
I mean, most people wouldn't be able to lose $1 million because they don't have it to lose.
That's what I'm saying. Where is it coming from? As part of the reforms, by the way, so Trump's got a reform package. It's a $97 billion reform package. This story from govexec.com, Government Executive is the name of the website. So they're talking about, again, the Postal Service has to go to the government in order to change its business model. They can't just, the board of directors can't just say, okay, raise the rates or cut the staff or, you know, they have to go to Congress to change most of the things.
Lower the wages.
So that's one of the proposals, is that they will be lowering pay that would put Postal Service employees in line with other federal employees. Now, Melanie, you were about to, I think, comment at the very end of this last segment.
Other federal employees would imply that they are federal employees.
Right. And it also, don't forget, federal employees make way more money than if they have counterparts in the private sector. They make way more.
Yes.
In the federal government. So, I mean, even if you're cutting the rates to standard federal rates, it's still way above what, say, a FedEx driver would be making. The plan also assumes less generous retirement and health care benefits that it proposed for the rest of the federal workforce would also apply to USPS employees. The Postal Service should have a more flexible rate-setting system, says the administration, enabling it to raise prices significantly on most packages and other services that it considers to be non-essential. It should also change its standards to enable less frequent mail delivery and allow the private sector to conduct some mail sorting. The White House plan would give outside entities access to mailboxes and provide new revenue streams at post offices.
See, if they were a private business, none of that sounds unreasonable to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That seems like, yeah, we need to change things up, and these are some suggestions, and maybe this will work.
Most of that sounds reasonable to me anyway. Like, how hard up are you to get mail on Saturday? Like, do you care? Like,
well, if I'm waiting for something, I'd like to come on Saturday, yeah. I'd like it to come on Sunday.
People who get their checks mailed to them.
And the Postal Service is
doing that.
The Postal Service trucks are on the roads on Sunday. Why? Amazon has hired them for Sunday deliveries.
Is that still true?
Because
Amazon has their own fleet around here, man, and it's nice.
I've seen them go before Amazon. Okay. I thought they were just taking mail from one center to the other. Because I've seen them way before Amazon was
a thing. Conan, our Tuesday night host, Conan has actually, he's a Postal Service guy. Yeah. He's a contractor for them. So he's not a salaried employee. He's a contract worker.
So is he a federal employee, Melanie?
Technically. Yes. He's a federal contractor, not an employee. But he...
Conan is the mailman.
So, yeah, he does a lot of work for them, and he's out every Sunday doing package delivery for Amazon.
Okay.
That's what he does. So they could deliver Sunday if they wanted to, but they're looking to cut back on the amount of delivery.
Well, I heard that their trucks are older. They're not making any more. I mean...
Right.
Okay, so people... So, apparently, I'm wrong, and a couple of people do like Saturday delivery, but for the price differential that would cost... Do you want Saturday and Sunday delivery, or would you rather mail just not be obscenely expensive?
The plan, let's see, they say they should be able to set the rates better. The White House plan would give outside entities access to mailboxes, which is interesting, right? Because it's a crime.
That's a weird thing.
Yeah.
It's already a weird thing. It's your mailbox.
If you go, no, it's not.
Until you put it up and plant it in the dirt,
as
your mailbox.
As soon as you put it in the dirt, it becomes federal property.
I walk into Home Depot, I can buy a mailbox, I can do whatever I want with it inside my home, but as soon as I put it on a post and stick it in the dirt outside, it somehow becomes federal property.
Crazy. That's crazy,
so.
Isn't it?
Why would it become federal property if the mail, if the post office was private? That doesn't make any sense either.
I remember being a kid walking around the neighborhood. I had some sort of flyer that I needed to deliver. I don't even remember what it was for, but I needed to flyer the neighborhood for some reason, and I was just putting them in mailboxes. I didn't know that it was a federal crime.
And would you have cared?
And I didn't, in point of fact, care. Somebody was, like, sitting out in their yard, and they yelled at me because I was putting it in there. They said, well, that's illegal. You can't do that. And I'm like, yeah, I can.
Watch it. Yeah. Or have you ever seen, like, the newspaper, the local newspaper companies where they have their own separate box?
Yeah.
How inefficient that is.
Yeah.
That you have to spend, you know, the outlay on that to put it right next to the box that's already there.
Yeah. So going on here, USPS would also be able to remove the payments toward the health benefits for future retirees that it has defaulted on from its balance sheet by reamortizing those liabilities over a 40-year period. The House voted last week to eliminate that pre-funding requirement entirely, so that's going to help them a little bit.
Yeah, that's just fraud, though. That's not actually getting rid of an expense.
Absent from the budget blueprint was a plan to sell off the Postal Service to the private sector, which the administration previously pitched in its reorganization strategy. Asked on Monday if the administration is still pushing that goal, their deputy director said, quote, our thinking has evolved over the last 18 months. So much for the privatization plan. That is off the table.
Also, private entities don't need privatization plans because they're already private.
Yeah. The White House said its plan would stabilize the mailing agency and save nearly $100 billion over the next 11 years, though it estimated USPS would shed nearly 7,000 employees in fiscal year 2021. Well, do you believe them? Do you think that these reforms, if put into place, would stabilize the patient?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think it would benefit in some way because, like I said, all of those reforms sound reasonable to me for any business to undertake that's having that much difficulty. Whether it's enough to, like, right the ship, you know, it's kind of like wait and see. Maybe.
Well, they're using the term stabilize, and in a hospital environment, that basically means you've stopped the hemorrhaging, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's essentially what they're expecting to happen, but... How long will it take them to put these changes into place if they're approved? Because, again, this has to be approved by Congress. And so maybe it will be, maybe it won't be. They've been waiting for these changes for years. They've been talking. We've been discussing the Postal Service losing money for most of the last decade. They've been losing money hand over foot for more than a decade at this point. They've been waiting desperately for Congress to do something to allow them to run this thing differently. Maybe they'll do it this time, but they may not.
Run it like a private business, or shut it down, or open it up to competition.
Yeah, I'm skeptical. I think that even if this thing does pass, I think you're still going to see them lose money. I think they're still going to fail. And then what? Is the government going to bail them out? Are they going to print some money and shuffle that over to the Postal Service? Do a little inflation to solve the problem? Temporary.
At least something. Well, at least something for the patients.
I don't know that we should assume that they would fail if they were private.
That's not the proposal. That is not on the table. Privatization is not on the table at this time.
They've reconsidered that aspect.
Yep. So 855 450 free. That's 855 450 3733. What defines a government agency? Richie, you still got like two more points.
If you want to get
to on that. I do want to get to it, and we will do that coming up here in moments. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855 450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that you want here. You can also learn about family finances via the CFO Project. Go to CFO-project.com and Tom Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage without spending a single dollar more. He can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. You can get your free copy over at CFO-project.com. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, you can't wait to take control of your money. Don't be like the Postal Service. Let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. You need to go to CFO-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. Get your free copy of The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, at CFO-project.com. As we continue here, Ian Ritchie and Melanie in the studio. Tonight we go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Ronnie is in Tennessee, listening in Chattanooga to WGOW-FM. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Yeah, you were talking about the stopping the hemorrhaging at the post office and trying to stabilize it.
Yeah.
I think it's going to take a lot more than just new initiatives and stuff like that, because the place is seriously mismanaged, and that I've got a little better insight than most people.
Is that because you work for them?
Yes.
Tell me more. Tell me more about what it's like.
Well, I mean, like, they had people that got new positions in Washington. One of them didn't even change offices, and one of them just moved down the hall, and they got $300,000 and $500,000 moving expenses, respectively.
Wow, so the gravy train's pretty heavy-duty if you're at the top levels, huh?
Not the postmaster we have now, but the postmaster before, his base salary was $500,000. And he got $1.25 million in entitlements and bonuses, but yet we claimed a loss.
I wonder if they'll cut his wages, too, then.
Probably
not.
Well,
no, he's retired. They gave him, like, about $5 million just to go away.
Wow.
The main reason I called was we drive vehicles that are upwards of 30 years old, the ones that you keep hearing about in the news that catch fire just spontaneously combust.
Yeah, I read a few articles about that. Really old vehicles getting really bad gas mileage.
Well, the thing is, they're in the process of buying 122,000 new vehicles with a price tag of upwards of $6 billion, which that's understandable because you've got their special purpose vehicle, special built. But here's the point. They've been working on these vehicles for the past, since 2015 or 2016, I believe. Mm-hmm. We were told when they put out this bid to do these that delivery would be completed by the end of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
They have not even awarded the contract yet to build them.
When I saw the headlines about the vehicles, I thought this would be an interesting time for, like, the Postal Service to move to EVs or electric vehicles. If they're going to get new vehicles anyway.
Well, they're talking they're saying 122,000 vehicles, and you're talking a one-ton capacity, basically a large F-350 van, a 3500 van. That would be one major manufacturer's entire production run for 3 years. So one manufacturer is not going to be able to do it. They're probably going to split it between at least three. They've had prototypes built for testing. They tested them through destruction. And they're talking about, in the South where I'm at, rear-wheel drive. Up north, rear-wheel drive, possibly four-wheel drive. And also in urban areas, Chicago, New York, downtown, stuff like that, having hydrogen-powered electric hybrid or something to, you know, all facets. But in the process, have three different companies. It looks like they're going to have three different companies build them. One company build them that are up north that are salt-proofed. One company build them for in-town that are electric hybrid, whatever. And another company build them that are your standard rear-wheel drive off-the-shelf type thing. But
okay. First
you got to award the contract, and then it's going to take at least one company 3 years to build them, or three companies a year apiece.
This is another thing that I don't really have a problem with, right? Because if this was a private business and you have 30-year-old vehicles,
right,
you go like, okay, this is already outdated. We need to invest in the future of the business, right? So we're going to cut the old vehicles out, re-implement newer vehicles that are going to last a few more decades, and just do that now. right? Sure, right. You take a loss for the quarter or for the year, but it's a business investment in the long-term viability of the organization.
Meanwhile, you've got to suffer in these old claptrap vehicles that they've been driving forever that, according to one of our chatters, doesn't even have air conditioning.
No, no, they don't. And the reason they don't have air conditioning
is... The door stays open. Come on.
True.
Well, no, no. It goes back to the old Jeeps. The old Jeeps, you didn't have air conditioning in the 70s. So when they built the new ones in the 80s, they're like, well, we can't put air conditioning in because the people driving the old Jeeps would demand retrofit air conditioning. I'm serious. You're talking new. Now, everybody has to be treated fairly. Now, I drive one of the newer vehicles. My vehicle was made in 2002, so mine's only 18 years old. Mm-hmm. But when they made those, they were going to air condition them. They said, we can't do that because they've now gotten rid of all the old Jeeps, but the ones that are the LLVs that were made in the 80s would demand air conditioning. Now, this whole new fleet is supposed to be air conditioned, or at least climate controlled. Wow. Let me correct that, climate controlled. But here's the point. I agree that they should be replaced, but it shouldn't take 8 to 10 years once you decide to replace them.
This is government, though. Yeah. I mean, they are not known for being efficient or fast in any way.
I don't mind no air conditioning either. Like, most of my adult life, I drove a car without AC. So
in Hawaii.
Yeah, really having the door open, air conditioning would be moot point.
Yeah,
having an actual fan that will move air would be okay. Not having, now the one I drive
has a huge
windshield area.
Fans that I've had.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ronnie.
Mine has a huge greenhouse area that I put a thermometer up where it got to 136 degrees and then just quit working.
Wow.
In the, you're talking about
a greenhouse in the vehicle?
In other words, I've got a big black flat dash and a sloped windshield. That greenhouse area that just collects sunlight and banks
the
dash.
Massive heat. Okay. Wow. Wow. Well, I guess you got to
put a
lot of
I put a digital thermometer up there. It got to 136, and the thermometer quit working. And when I say quit working, I mean I took it home and got it cooled off, and it couldn't work.
Unbelievable.
Tint the window, paint the dash white.
So what do you think about some of these proposed changes that they're talking about?
Well, the whole pre-funding of thing, that would be like when you got, say you got married, and the government immediately said, okay, you have to pay for your grandchildren's college now. You not even know if you're going to have children yourself, let alone grandchildren, so why are you going to be paying for college? But somebody said you had to. That's how the pre-funding of the retirement thing goes. That's stupid.
In my opinion, defined benefit pensions are stupid, but if you're going to have them, anyone else would have to fund them.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to fund them 70 years in advance.
Well, then it turns into like a Social Security situation where you're never sure if it's going
to
be funded for the
people to dip into.
Ronnie, thanks for sharing your thoughts. I appreciate the inside scoop. Feel free to call us any old time with the latest from the inside of the Postal Service. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Thank you for that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. We got more on the way. Richie still has some from his original story that we started the show out with about, you know, what does it mean to be a government agency if you're a private company? Is it possible to also be private and government at the same time? It's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
There's a plan in place for the cruise ship carrying coronavirus passengers off the coast of California. The vessel will be docking in Oakland Monday. Folks on board will be taken to military bases across the country to be tested and possibly quarantined for up to 2 weeks. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says 34 people from his state will be flown to Dobbins Air Base in Cobb County, Georgia, along with other passengers who live along the East Coast. President Trump asked by a reporter in Florida if he will continue to hold his huge COG, Keep America Great rallies. The president saying,
"We have tremendous rallies and we're doing very well and we've done a fantastic job with respect to that subject on the virus."
President Trump also saying other countries cooperating.
"We've had tremendous cooperation with other countries and all over the world."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you may join us here. It is the live Sunday edition. The toll-free number is 855-453. I like Freedom with you tonight. It's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
We've got the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, we're going to go to one of those coming up here in a moment. Somebody waiting patiently there. But I do want you to know about the Edge wallet. It is a great wallet. It's the one that I use in real life more often than any other. Use it tonight. As a matter of fact, we went out to dinner together. And a local burger here in Keene takes cryptocurrency, so I had to pay with Dash tonight. You can use Edge to hold a bunch of different cryptos. Not only hold, but also buy, sell, trade as well. Bitcoin Cash, they got that. Ethereum, various Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, BTC Bitcoin, even Bitcoin SV and others over at Edge Wallet. You can download your copy at iOS or at the iOS App Store or the Google Play Store. Or just go to edge.app to learn more about the technology behind Edge. That's E-D-G-E, edge.app. You can secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts. Mortified Penguin is on the line on our Discord server. Hello there, Penguin, calling from Virginia.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk to you guys and the audience and everybody who's kind of has libertarian ideas and on the fence about libertarianism. And, of course, libertarians who generally know these things. In the election season that we're in right now, it's always worth reminding what is politics and the nature of politics and what it has to do with liberty. And really,
What's at stake?
I'm sorry?
The freedom that's at stake, the liberty that's at stake with the next election.
Yeah, it's a pretty bad choice because we're given the choice of two socialized top-down systems. One is ostensibly for public benefit, and more of listeners than not would probably understand some of the problems that come with that, with calculation costs and all, and just not having a market system. And the second is an equally socialized system just for private benefit. And those are really beyond the pale of liberty and human freedom, and really don't conform to human liberation, which I think is something, a goal that we all generally share, or at least we all at least want freedom for ourselves, and in the aggregate, we would want freedom for humanity. At least you would think it'd be in people's best interest, but that's apparently not, because the system sustains itself.
Given the choice, wouldn't the public benefit be the best choice then, rather than those greedy private entities?
Well, yeah, it would be benefit some people in the short term, but the possibility, and on the margins, and sure, maybe some people would benefit, and some people obviously benefit from the other system, the privileged few that have concentrated benefit while the government socializes losses in our current system. Some people are benefiting, but I think...
So vote against the privileged few. Vote for the public at large.
You can't do that. The privileged few are all the ones that are running for office.
Exactly. The ones who are running for office and the ones that fund their campaigns. And we know how much they fund their campaigns. It's public record.
Right.
I mean, they work for the... We know who runs this country, and it's not the politicians directly, because we know who... their financing is public knowledge.
Well, yeah, you had a chance to vote for Bloomberg, right, who was, self-funding his entire campaign, and for as short-lived as that was.
All right, so we know politics is a scam. What is it that what do you want to drive at here? What's the point?
The point is that we will never get to bottom up. We will never get to a society that views the individual as, the basic unit. Maybe the family, but basically the individual or the family as the basic, unit through politics.
So how are you going to get there?
That's a good question. So how do we get there? Well, through peaceful revolution, I think you guys have a pretty good idea of what's up. I mean, and you just got to look at your activism with Bitcoin and targeting the financial system, peaceful revolution is basically applying that to every single facet of society, education, healthcare. It can be done. It will take, there'll be resistance from the state.
But what are you proposing? Are you saying people using Bitcoin is somehow going to make the individual somehow respected? I don't understand that.
Well, opting out of the system, because opting out of the system. I mean, you guys.
Right. I keep telling them I'm opting out, but they just keep pushing me back in.
And, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to get the numbers myself. I don't know how you would get the numbers.
Here's how you do it. In my opinion, the best bet is to concentrate people who have a similar belief system in one geographic area. Because if you're going to opt out, but you're all by yourself and no one else is going to opt out with you, then you basically are going to get cut down and you're going to get either thrown in a jail cell or they're going to kill you. But if you have enough people around who are also of a similar belief system who are there to support you and also join you in your opting out, then you become a formidable opposition. You become basically unstoppable, because if there's enough people, they don't have enough jail cells, basically, and they can't build them fast enough to put you in. But as long as people are separated by distance, geographic distance, I don't think we have any hope of changing anything.
And there's arguments probably on both sides of that, but I think, in regards to who's actually making progress, I think you guys are actually making some interesting progress. Like, I read through Konkin, and he had one line, Sam Konkin, the guy behind agorism, he had one line saying that, a bunch of libertarians moving to some place is kind of an ineffective idea. But, I mean, who's making –
you know, maybe he thought that California and then spreading throughout the, where he lived and spreading throughout the United States, there was all going to be all these agorists forming their own underground economies. Well, it didn't happen.
No.
I mean, who's making some progress? I think you guys are making some tangible progress.
Even here in New Hampshire, right, there the argument can be made that we are still too spread out. Right. So I was at dinner with a gentleman from Derry. Mm-hmm. He was like, Derry is a winnable city. Right. Mm-hmm. It's like on the outskirts of Manchester.
The town.
Yeah, sure. He's like, Derry is a winnable city. If only we could get more people to move to Derry and vote in Derry. Right. I go to Keene for the for Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm, the show,
right.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Right. If only we could get more people to move to
Keene.
Well,
no, but the thing is we don't have enough people, period. That's
right.
So we still would spread them out across New Hampshire. Not spread them out. Well, they would still spread out across New Hampshire because you still have to deal with the state government.
And we're not talking about political solutions here, right? Mortified Penguin is talking about solutions that don't involve politics. Getting out and creating, you know, cryptocurrency acceptance and opting out of consenting to government demands and taxes and things like that. These are things that could be done if we had a significant portion of people here. The fact is there's only about 2,000 movers for the Free State Project thing, right?
Like, you got like a year. Everyone that signed, the 20,000 that signed the document, you have a year
there's
left.
There's 1 year left. That's right. February of 2021 will be the five-year
less than a year
window. And I guarantee you by that time it's not going to be 5,000. There's not going to be, even if you include all the friends of the Free State Project, it isn't even, I don't think, to 5,000 people. There's not a whole lot of people that have done this. And so I just don't know if libertarians are really that serious. You know, I think they like to talk and think. I think they like to read. But when it comes to actually like doing the things that they believe in, I don't think they mean it.
A lot of them like to run for office.
Well, I don't know that there's a lot of
they barely exist
at all. So
yeah, well, they
every
barely
serious person, every serious anarchist could move to New Hampshire. That still might not be enough.
There are a lot of people. Like if you look at Ron Paul and how fanatical people were about his campaign.
Right, but I'm not counting all those people as libertarians necessarily. Everybody.
They may not be the most libertarian people, but they were certainly good prospects, and there are probably a good, you know, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of people who probably are pretty libertarian, but they don't, you know, they don't do anything.
Well, if you're only pretty libertarian, there's no reason why you would do anything. Like, you're fighting for a cause that you literally don't believe in at that point is kind of what you're asking for.
Well, look, there's 20,000 people who signed up for the Free State Project, and only 10% of them have moved.
That was
so,
a while ago. Those people aren't even all still alive.
That's true.
They signed the document, man.
Most of them are. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Penguin. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want here to control the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want in these remaining moments. We may have enough time for you if you dial in now. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Also, the Discord call-in line rooms are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. ForkFest 2020 is coming up in just a few months from now. Basically three-ish months. We're going to be happening at the Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire in the White Mountains. Beautiful location, cool people to be hanging out with, and where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists here in the Shire. What is ForkFest? It's a decentralized libertarian camping festival. What's that mean? Well, to be decentralized means there's no one in charge. There's nobody who is running this event. There's no ticket sales. There's no organizers. And I was actually talking with the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival at the recent New Movers Party, and I don't think she understood that. I think she believed that I was in charge of ForkFest, and I'm like, no, I'm not in charge of this thing. There's no one who is in charge of this. In fact, people call it different things.
ForkFest Classic?
Yeah, Lupo came up with ForkFest Classic, which I thought was awesome. It used to be called, like, ShireFest, and let's see, there was another one, SomaliaFest.
Somalia show up on the dates.
Yeah, and so it's June 29th until July 5th. No ticket cost. All you got to do is reserve your campsite or RV site or motel room if you like. There's all three of them available at Rogers Campground June 29th until July 5th. And then do whatever you want. Maybe you just want to relax and kick back and enjoy kind of, you know, camping atmosphere with other libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist types. Or maybe you want to create a thing for other people to enjoy. Maybe you've got a talent that you want to showcase. Or maybe you want to create some place where other people can showcase their talents. You could put up a stage and, you know, have people speak or play music. Or, you know, maybe put a game night together, a poker table, or whatever. Or maybe you want to cook for people. There's all of that could happen. I certainly know people are planning to cook. I know Man Camp is going to be back. Jay Noon's doing that. And then, let's see, what else? Of course, Free Talk Live will be there. We'll be broadcasting from the event. And what else have I heard? There's Ladies Night Out or something like that, I believe is what it's called. Aria is putting that together along with some other ladies. So that's going to be a new thing this year, by the way. And I think somebody's going to be playing music this time.
Are they going to go out and about, like, on the campground?
I don't know. You're going to have to ask them. Don't ask me.
I'm not
going to
be invited, Ian.
You can still ask. You can still ask what they're doing. They're talking about it in the ForkFest chat room. Right. You can access that on the Telegram platform. You can get the link to it over at ForkFest.party, and also the link to the ForkFest forum and some basic information about the event. It's, again, June 29th until July 5th. If you care about freedom and you like this idea of being around other people who care about liberty, then come experience it for a week with us. Because this goes back to what we were just discussing, the kind of the frustration with people in the liberty movement doing a lot of talking about liberty. Now, Melanie, you kind of use the excuse that there aren't that many libertarians. Well, I'll tell you what. I've been to a bunch of these conferences, right? Anarchapulco is one of them, where there was over 2,000 people, most of whom would describe themselves as anarchists or voluntarists. Various different libertarian events and such. There's thousands and thousands of libertarians out there across the United States, but most of them are tied down for whatever reason or another, and they feel like they can't leave wherever it is that they are, and that's just the way it is.
Right, so even if every anarchist in the United States was living in New Hampshire,
which won't ever happen,
but even if it was, I do not think that that is enough to effectively resist the state at this point.
I think you'd have a significant resistance if you had tens of thousands of people here.
Things would be a lot better, but you wouldn't be able to be like, okay, I'm ignoring the state and just going about my life.
If all of those people ignored the state, then you would be able to. They wouldn't be able to go after them all. But the problem is most of them, even the ones that are here, aren't willing to do any civil disobedience. They're not willing to actually put them, any kind of freedom on the line. They just want to vote.
The point would be to have enough people that you weren't really putting much on the line anymore. Not that we all go get arrested. And there's value to civil disobedience, but you don't just want everybody to just commit civil disobedience all day. You need
to. Well, I would love to see people not pay property taxes. I would love to see a mass non-payment of property taxes. I want to see the government go and throw families out of their house.
See, this is what it comes down to with that sort of thing.
They're going to. They've done it before.
Yeah, let's do it. Get it on video.
The frustration is, it's okay to petition the government for freedom. It's okay to beg for more freedom. It's okay to vote for freedom, right? But to defend your freedom against those who are encroaching it is somehow still frowned upon.
Well, yeah, right? We got to convince people that that's okay first. I'm working on that.
Right, but if you're going to have a property tax protest, and you're going to get people thrown out of the house, one of two things happens. Either it looks really good on video, right? Like, oh, my God, I can't believe the government's doing this.
Yeah, throw some children out in the streets.
Nobody's going to care, right? Aside from our community, because that happens in neighborhoods all over the country.
No, it doesn't. It almost never happens because most people will pay.
But people get into situations where they can't pay, and then they get kicked out.
Most of the people who are getting evicted are renters. They're not people who own homes.
Not necessarily.
The state seizes houses for non-payment of property tax all the time, and I don't think of those people.
No, it doesn't. Here in Keene, they haven't had one of those in the whole time I've lived here.
Has anybody not been able to pay? Like, that's the thing. Like,
that's the thing,
Keene
right?
Keene is kind of a wealthy area compared to some places.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's actually
Keene
less wealthy than.
It's
actually less wealthy than most of the rest of New Hampshire, with the exception of the North Country.
New Hampshire is a wealthy state, though. So, do you think the people in Keene are trouble paying their property taxes? Because that's what I don't think is the case.
What usually happens is if somebody has trouble paying property taxes, they come up with some sort of a deal with the city where it's like, okay, well, we'll pay this portion, and then they get a little bit of money, and that sort of pushes the can, kicks the can down the road so they don't get their property seized.
So what I was saying is either you get that on video, right? Oh, my God, they're throwing kids out of houses, and then what are you going to do? Right, they're still going to lose the house. They're still going to have to fight.
Yeah, we're talking about like a $500,000 almost. Right.
Well, there was the old Save a Patriot insurance fund, or it wasn't really insurance, but I don't know if you remember this. That was, I don't know if they still exist. I think they actually might have gone after the principals. The government might have gone after them. But what they would do is, the idea was that it was a group of people who weren't paying taxes to the federal government.
Yeah.
And the proposal was that you would join as a member of this organization, and then there would be enough members to where if the federal government happened to target one of their members, they would send out an alert to all their members and say, Richie's been targeted. He needs your help. Send your donations to Richie Rich in Manchester. Here's his address. Here's his PayPal. They
but what is that money going to do? They're still going to, unless I'm going to
It would buy you a
money.
New house.
Okay.
Is the idea.
Of which I'm still not going to pay property tax, of which they're still going to take away. So you're still just
Okay, so then at that point you're giving the state houses. You're giving the state like a parade of houses instead of just the $2,000 to $12,000, depending on where you live, it is a year.
But if you defend that house against those coming to take it.
You mean with violence?
Why not? It's defensive violence. Right.
Yeah, I just don't think violence solves problems. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here, and then you know, ultimately you kind of become the thing that you hate. Let's talk to David in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yeah, how are you?
Hi.
You know, I was interested in the coronavirus issue and how libertarians stand on cutting the budget for the World Health Organization and then ripping apart the Center for Disease Control budget just as a penny, you know, what is it? Penny saved, or no,
penny saved is a penny earned?
Penny wise and pound foolish. That, you know, do libertarians think it's a good idea to rip apart healthcare budgets? With the coronavirus?
Well, so healthcare budgets, I mean, a budget is something where you make money and you say, I'm going to spend X amount on this. You should have a healthcare budget for yourself. But should we dissolve federal and multinational agencies?
No, no, it's an epidemic.
Yes.
There's a budget for in case there's an epidemic. Now, Trump came into office. One of the first things he did was he took $2.8 billion from World Health Organization, yanked it. Epidemics around the world.
The U.S. isn't even in control of the World Health Organization. That's not, even from a status standpoint, that's not the U.S.'s job.
How many years now has it been that China's had this thing emerging? Just about the same amount of time that Trump cut the budget. So China could have had little aid, little communications with the rest of the world with that budget, and they weren't there. And so
China wouldn't have done it anyway. They've done their best to cover up the coronavirus as much as possible until they absolutely couldn't
hide the fact that it was out there. You've got people ducking responsibility. Every culture does that. But
so
I'm saying that
people?
Trump cut the budget for the World Health Organization.
Here's what you ought to do.
He's not in charge of an international organization's
budget. It wasn't
budget.
There
they
when it was
to
needed.
It. I mean, the government may give money to them. I don't know. But the taxpayer dollars, I'm not sure how they're funded exactly. But here's what you ought to do if you care about freedom and you care about health care is advocate for the government to get out of all of it and then allow the marketplace to exist in health care, bring costs down by competition, and allow people to voluntarily contribute to the things they want to support. There's your solution. Voluntary choices. Check out Richie Rich over at the Anarchist Experience at anarchistexperience.com. He's got a podcast.
I do.
And it's a weekly thing, so go and subscribe to that. We will see you online between tomorrow and now at freetalklive.com.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.